thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Steve Odell. The new United States-chaired Board of Peace highlights both hope and concern for Gaza. Then, A3 says ministry success depends on leaders growing in Christ-like character and spiritual maturity. That story in just a few moments. But first, today, invited world leaders gather in Washington, D.C. for the inaugural meeting of the Board of Peace. The United Nations established and endorsed this new international body in November. Its goals include governing the strategies and the funding to reconstruct Gaza. Yet, to Fadi Sharaiha with the MENA Leadership Center, phase two of the Gaza ceasefire thus far isn't actually changing life.
The church now is really shrinking. I think we have maybe 300 Christians now in Gaza. I mean, I have so much empathy because I feel that this is my family in Gaza.
Yet, if the Board of Peace succeeds where other transitional bodies have failed in other conflicts, it could open the way for true hope for Gaza.
This is what is bothering me, that people over there, they don't have hope. And I think hope is so crucial to any human being. I think that there's only one hope that we can give people of Gaza, which is Jesus, the hope of Jesus Christ.
Sharaiha says that once more stability comes to Gaza, the MENA Leadership Center is ready to serve there with trauma healing and other interventions. Just this week, it trained dozens of believers across the MENA region about resilience in ministry. Please pray for God to mercifully bring the gospel of peace to those caught in Gaza's conflict.
My prayer is that the Lord will shine his peace in the region.
Then, remember the church in Myanmar? This Southeast Asian country has been mired in civil war between rebel groups and the military junta since 2021. The conflict has killed an estimated 90,000 people. Believers don't escape these realities. Mike with Global Catalytic Ministries says,
there's so much death, there's so much issues and survival and just stress and PTSD, and there's so much of that going on. They feel so closed off.
Myanmar is also among the top 15 countries where it's hardest to be a Christian. Persecution is often violent and community-based. And remember,
they're human. We're all human. We think of like the underground church as these super soldiers, superhuman people.
Mike says one Christian and their driver were stopped by soldiers. There was a scuffle and the military man executed the driver on the spot. Then he put his gun at the Christian's head. The Christian began going into shock, which included mumbling incoherently. The soldier assumed they were mentally handicapped and left them alone.
So it's like it wasn't faith and strength in the Lord that got out of that situation. Even in fear, even in like this just shock moment, God still protects and still moves.
Pray for the church in Myanmar and learn how you can stand with them in the full report at our website. Also, what determines whether a ministry flourishes or struggles along the way? The integrity of its leaders. Janelle Stoops from A3 says,
we believe that the foundation for godly leadership is an ever-growing, transformative relationship with Christ.
She notes that some of the greatest threats for leaders are pride and isolation, as well as outward pressure for high numbers and visible success.
One tool that I like to give leaders is this simple exercise. Pray and then ask some trusted coworkers, family, or friends, what is it like to be on the other side of me? And then prayerfully reflect on what they share.
When a leader's character reflects Christ, others notice. Stoops recalls serving with a team in Central Asia.
We had people who would come up to us and say, there's something different about you.
They saw team members loving and forgiving one another, drawing many closer to Christ. A3 nurtures leaders worldwide in two-year cohorts. While church growth is important, they see the personal maturity of leaders as first priority.
Leadership is really not doing something for God, but it's joining God in his work.
To learn more, visit missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve Odell.